Okay, we are. I want to wrap up, at least wrap up yesterday's sukkah. I thought we'd get to shir a little earlier. So yesterday we saw machlokes. We saw a very big chiddush of the Meiri. The Meiri quotes the Chachmei Hadoros, who wants to know why is it that when it comes to kosav os achas lahashmes hasefer, why is that not chayev, not because of kosav, but rather because of makah bepatish? And the Meiri introduces a very striking idea. And the Meiri tells us the following. He says that, quote the Chachmei Hadoros, he says that the din of makah bepatish only applies after all the other malachos are finished. In other words, when you're not osek in the malacha itself, but you are only involved in what I'll call a gemar, the gemar malacha, just what we use in English, we termed it finishing touches, that's maleches makah bepatish. However, if you're involved in the malacha itself, you're involved in the asiyas hakli, in the thing itself, that's already premature, then you're doing the malacha. And therefore, kosav osachas lahashlames hasefer, so there, you're still engaged in an act of ksiva. So long as you're in the world of kosav, you're not in the world of mochek, and he says that you're not in the world of makah bepatish. And he says it has to be that way, because after all, if it wasn't that way, then every single time you did any malacha, you should also be chayiv for makah patish. That's certainly not the case. It's not like you're going to be chayiv every malacha for makah patish. And as a result, he says that the essence of makah patish is finishing touches. And he says he applies that to our sugya. In the case of chotzei vesa evan, you're quarrying, you're removing a brick off of the mountain. So he says the case over there is everything is done. Nishlama asiyas ha'evan. The evan is a complete, it's whole. It just happens to have this little part that's stuck to the mountain. So you give it a clap, and then it falls off the mountain, and but it's already done. The kli has been made already, and you are just engaging in finishing touches. That was the chiddush of the Meiri, and we suggest that perhaps Rashi disagrees, because when Rashi discusses the issue of being chotze vesa evan, so Rashi in our Mishnah, it's a nuance, it's subtle, but Rashi emphasizes, no, you've started the process of quarrying the evan. You've begun the process, but it's success. You've done it a little bit, and now you're going to give it the hit, and that's really going to create this rock that now you can be working with. That's more of the asiyas hamalacha, and perhaps Rashi is working with the theory that makah patish incorporates even asiyas hamalacha, not just the gemar. You see, the av malacha, as Tosis describes, is to take a kli that is finished. You form the kli, you've done everything, and now what do? You give it one last whack, which kind of sets the malacha, the molecules in place. It sets the kli. But the kli has been already finished and completed. That makah bepatish is the gemar malacha. So there could be a core machlokas. What exactly, how you define makah patish, is makah patish finishing touches? That's the Chachmei Hadoros, perhaps Tosis. And Rashi says it incorporates even asiyas hakli. So there's a very fancy and beautiful shita of the Yerayim, the Rav Elazar Mimitz, cited by the Mordechai, which I think really, really highlights this position. A little bit later on in our Gemara, Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara cites a series of machloksim Rav and Shmuel, where an activity is done, and Shmuel in all these cases says Yechayev Mishum Makah Bepatish, and Rav says Yechayev Mishum Bone. One of those cases is the case we'll have to discuss in more detail coming up, and that is a person who is Ayel Shufta Bekupina Demara. What in the world is Shufta Bekupina Demara? I'm not sure exactly, but it is basically taking a Mara and a Kuvina and putting the kufina in the shufta of the mara. What exactly? The shufta is a hole. The mara is the instrument, the kli, the spade, and the other thing, I'm on the aisle, shufta, the shufta is the handle. So you have a handle and you affix it. You affix it to the instrument, to the tool, and that says, Rav is chayv mishum bona. Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel says, that's not bona, that's called makeh bepatish. Comes along the Mordechai, and he says, I have a kasha. It sounds from this Gemara that Rav holds, if it's Chayv Mishum Bona, that means that Yesh Binyan Bekele. Yesh Binyan Bekele. And he cites a few other Gemaras, the Yerushalmi, and another Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, where Rav himself says, when you construct a bed, which is a kli, Yechayv Mishum Bona, the Isser is one of Bona. So fine, Rav holds that even on Kalim, Yesh Binyan Bikain. That Shitas Rav comes out from our sugya of Haiman Da'ah Shukri Chukim Demara. Rav maintains Yesh Binyan Bikain. That's Rav. The problem is, there's a Gemara in the second paragraph of Masechet Shabbos by Memad Likin, where Rav himself says that on Yontif, it doesn't matter for our purposes, on Yontif, you're allowed to take Kalim and throw them into a fire to fuel the fire. Mesikim bekalim beyontif. You can fuel a fire with kalim on yontif. What happens when you fuel the fire with kalim on yontif? You destroy the kalim. That is a problem of stira. Stira, destroying a kli. There's a malacha called soter. There's a malacha called boner, brother, sister, malachos. So stira bekalim is mutar aser, according to Rav. Love? He says Mesikin, which means aim stira the Kalim. There's no prohibition of stira by Kalim. Well, if there's no stira by Kalim, then guess what? Then aim binyan by Kalim either. There's no problem with binyan either. Stira and binyan are brothers stimachas. If there's aim stira by Kalim, then aim binyan by Kalim. But you just told me, Rav says, hi man da shuta be kupina demara is chai bishum. Mishum bonus. So it's a contradiction. The one in Rav is saying, yesh binyan bekalim, and now he's telling us, ain binyan bekalim. That's a big problem. So Tosis gives an answer, which the Mordechai cites at the end. And it's an answer, it's an important answer, it's going to be with us, is that really it all depends. Sometimes when you build a kli, there's not so much to it. When you go ahead and take some Legos or whatever, and you make it doesn't require much sophistication. It's not a tight Chibur, ain't binyan bekalim. And sometimes when you make it really tight and you make it sophisticated and requires a specialty, yesh binyan bekalim. You could make such a distinction. That's what Tosas says. And it depends on the case. The Urayim says something very different, something very radical, says a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. You know what Rav holds? Ain't binyan bekalim. That's what Rav holds. This Gemara carries the day. Ein binyan bekalim. Ah, that's the case. Haiman da ayah shukta bekupina demara. When you construct that kli, says Rav, what's the din? Chayav mishum bona. It's a kli. It's a kli. See what Yerayim says? Unbelievable chiddush. You have to see the words inside. Very holy words. He says, it doesn't mean you're chai of mishum bona. That's not what he means. Chai of mishum bona. What are you doing when you make the kli? What do you do? Are you engaging in construction? You're engaging in construction. Are you engaging in binyan hakli? Are you doing binyan hakli? Yes. Are you chai of mishum bona? No, why? Because of technicality. What's the technicality? Ain't binyan bekalim. But are you doing bona? You're doing kli construction. You know what Rav says? Chai mishum bona, ain't binyan bekalim. But are you doing bona? Yes. Since you're doing bona, all he means to say is, therefore, you cannot be chai because of makle pach. He's just coming not to tell you what you're chayav for, but rather what you're not chayav for. Comes on Shmon says, Yichayav Mishum Makav Patish. Says Rav, no, you can't be chayav Mishum Makav Patish. Why can't you be? Mishum Bona. What do you mean, Mishum Bona? Not because you're chayav Mishum Bona, but because you are doing Bona. And since you're doing Bona, what's the definition of Makav Patish? What's the definition of makapatish? Finishing touches. And if you're doing bona, by definition, what is it not? It's not finishing touches. So says the Urayim. Interesting chiddush. Hi man da ayah shuta bekupina demara. You make that instrument. According to Shmuel, what are you chai for? Makapatish. According to Rav, are you chai mishum makapatish? No, why not? Why not? Because it's not finishing touches. You're making the clay. So you're not chayav mishum makapach. Are you chayav mishum bona? You're not chayav mishum bona either. Why not? Ain't benyam bekele. So it comes when the Iranian says, according to Rav, you know what? You are not. You're not chayav.
It's not bona? Like, I don't understand
your meaning. It is an action. It's a pa'ula of bona.
It's not.
But it's not a chiyuv of bona. Why? Because it's a technicality. You need binyan on a structure. On a binyan, not on a kli. So the Urim is in whose camp? It's in the camp of the Chachmei HaDoros, who says, what's Melechus Makapatish? Finishing touches. Anything more than finishing touches is not Makapatish. How would the... Oh, okay. So two more points, then we're done. Then we're done with yesterday's shir. And I'll say today's shir, I guess, for a different day. One second. Take a look quickly. If you have your Gemaras, please open up quickly. There's a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. By the time you open it up, I'll have read it and explained it. But the Gemara here says, Rav Ishmuel. They both say this. This is one of those tough Gemaras. Hamachzir Mita Shel Tarsiyim B'Shabbos Chayev Chatas. A certain kind of bed. There were merchants traveling from place to place. Where do they sleep at night? They used to have this portable bed, a backpack bed. And whenever they'd get to their place of lodging, they would take it out, they'd construct it, and be ready to go. Can you do that on Shabbos? The Gemara says, Mita Shel Tarsiyim B'Shabbos is Chayev Chatas. Which malacha? Which malacha? Doesn't say which malacha. Rashi on the spot writes as follows. What are you doing? What are you constructing? You're constructing a kli. Rashi says, you're chayav because you're ose kli v'chayav mishum makah v'patish. V'lo mishum binyan. Why not mishum bona? Because ain't binyan b'kit. Why yes mishum makah v'patish?
It's like objective.
According to Rashi, what's makah v'patish? Rashi says Makeh Patish includes even Asiyas HaKli. That's Rashi, because Rashi holds, does it require finishing touches? No, even the making of a Kli, it's not Bona, ain't Binyan B'Kela, but it is Makeh Patish. That's how Rashi understands Makeh Patish. There's another Rashi, interesting Rashi. There's a Gemara Masechet Shabbos of Ayin Dalet. Gemara says, if you make an earthenware barrel on Shabbos, you have seven malachas. Wow, seven malachas for making an earthenware barrel. It goes through all the malachas. And then if you make a tanur, an oven, you have eight malachas. Wow. What's the one that the tanur has over the chavis? When you have a chavis, if there's some little holes in it, you're going to put, in this earthenware chavis, you're going to put apples and pears. If there's some little holes in it, cracks, does it bother you? It doesn't make a difference. In an oven, it bothers you a lot. Why? Because the oven, you're using heat, and the whole thing could break apart, or you can have heat escaping, bad things. So they had to smear and seal all the cracks. Rashi says, you know what malacha that is? That's makah b'patish. Sealing the cracks is makah b'patish. Rashi asks, okay, when you make the chavis, the barrel, what's the last thing you do to make the barrel? You put it in the kiln. You know what the kiln is? The oven. And Rashi says, why is that not makah patish? It's the last stage of the... Why is that not called makah patish? You know what Rashi says? Interesting answer. Whole different shir. Rashi says, because who did that? Who finalized the kli? You or the oven? You or the oven? The oven did. You didn't do it. The oven did. It happened by itself. Says Rashi, makah patish has to be done by... But let's say you did it. Would it be Makapatish? Yes. Why? Because Rashi Lashitase says, Asiyas HaKli, if you do it, is Makapatish. Last point, then we're done. The Gemara says, you have it on the bottom, source number 7. Rabba v'Rav Zera de Amri Tavayo, Kol Mide de Isbe Gemar Malacha, Chayev Mishu Makapatish. Could someone translate that for me? Kol Midi. De ispe gemar malacha chayev mishum makapatish. Please translate. Okay, I'll translate. Kol midi, anything that has a gemar malacha is chayv mishamaka patis. What is this gemara saying? Does everything have gemar malacha? Or any time, anything that has a gemar malacha? This gemara, I think, can be read very well if you're in the camp of the chachmei hadoros, which means, does everything have a finishing touch?
No.
Not everything has finishing touches. Yes, that garment that has the threads is a finishing touch. Remove the threads. The clay, when you bang it with a hammer, that's a finishing touch. Does everything have finishing touches? Not everything has finishing touches. If it's a type of construction that has a finishing touch, then for that finishing touch, you'll be chayav mishum gemar malacha. But the takeaway, as Rav Lovi said, the bottom line is, there is a core and fundamental machlokas between, on the one hand, Rashi, I think, is crystal clear, versus the Meiri, Chachmei Hadoros, and certainly the Arayim, how you define malachas makot patish. Is it merely, it kicks in after everything else is done, mishum makot patish, and therefore, Rav doesn't say you're chayv mishum bona, but you're engaged in bona, therefore you're not chayv mishum makot patish? Or does makot patish include, it might be that too, but it includes even the asiyas hakli, which will have a lot of ramifications when we get to binyan b'kelim. Because according to Rashi, do I care if ain't binyan b'kelim? Do I care if ain't binyan b'kelim? I don't really care because I'm going to be chayv because of makot patish. But if you hold Ein binyan b'kelim, and you hold makot patish just finishing touches, guess what you just did? You can make your IKEA tables and chairs and construct things, and no problem, as long as they're kelim. It's not going to be makot patish or binyan or bona. That's going to be a radical chiddush. Have an awesome afternoon.
Right. Really, where does Rashi say that?